Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Tuesday could very well be the best week of the year,
You
some
mean
could
the best
say.
day, the
Yes.
best day of the year?
When I say the best week,
Best week.
tough start, tough start, tough start. The D-Man has arrived. Mikey V has arrived. The boys back fresh from Wisconsin. Quite the doozy. Looked like quite the doozy of the trip, fellas.
Great time. Would have loved to have you out there, Bob. We had a great time, I think. Joseph, your home state, well, your mother's home state, I should say, represented very well. Very well. I thought the people of Wisconsin were warm welcoming. Now they were definitely a little hostile towards the Bears faithful out
To
there,
be
which is
expected.
gamesmanship. It's gamesmanship. I got a couple really good videos of them like booing me profusely when we walked into that little area that we were in
He
for the draft. They're fantastic.
was
Haven't
doing
put
the
them
old
up yet.
Shawn Michaels.
The
Oh my
Hulk Hogan. I was giving them,
God.
Bob, I was giving them the Hulk
Oh,
Hogan. I mean, Bob, you want me to
the
play up the crowd? How could you roll your eyes
da
and say, "Oh my God, all the shit
da
that you do on the golf course, you're going to give me an oh my God for this? A little play up, a little play up? I'm playing the crowd, Bob. I'm playing the crowd."
I'm just saying that I think that's a classic Mikey move. I could
It's a
see
hard-o
Mikey
move. It's
B.
a hard-o move.
Correct.
Mikey
That's
is a
exactly
hard-o.
right.
He's a hard-o.
It's a hard-o.
That's, Joe, you said that the other day. It just sounds so off. I have
It's
no
not,
problem with it. It just sounds so terrible. I
why
don't
does
care.
yeah,
I don't
it's
care. I
I
don't think it's bad. I think you just what you do, you do it full on. I mean, it's
if somebody told me I was a hard-o, I wouldn't take it well.
but I
But you,
should though.
well, no, I'm not saying that you should, but you said, I think
I
when it comes to fandom or football, you love your sport. I think for fandom, for
do.
sports, you're a hard-o.
No
Maybe in the
question.
gym, too. But
Fair.
outside of that,
Fair.
when you take away,
He's
sports
very
and the
competitive
gym,
too, Bob.
correct. Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to run into him in between the lines.
Come on, man.
What's wrong with that? I'm telling you,
I'm a
I would
nice
not.
guy. I'm a nice guy, Bob.
Who
Well,
was the
yeah,
guy,
but you're a
Mikey, that we
competitor.
saw? And I was like, yo, that guy's huge. He's like, yeah, he would throw nut into the ground. Who was that guy?
It was Chris Canty, the former New York Giant. So yeah,
He looks at me, Bobby. He looks at
I
me. He's
played
like,
in the league for like fucking
Bobby.
12
He
years.
looks at me. He's like, you think Nut can take that guy down? Jet actually, Jet told a story the other day. He said about Mikey at the Breezy, or maybe it was Ticket that said it on the Virginia trip, that Paige Sporanik's bodyguard, Mikey, was looking at him and he was like, I could take him. He's looking at me funny. He's like, I can take him.
He was a
Like,
nice guy,
dude.
by the way.
Yeah. And he ended up
He
being
was a
a
nice
really
guy.
nice guy. That kind of is a hard-o move.
I always, out there in the wild, Bob, that survivor mentality, I have it. And like every, it's just a thing, like law of the
But
ju
but
the
surviving
law of the
what?
jungle,
But
Bob.
wait, Mikey.
The law of
Surviving,
the
but surviving what? We're not
jungle.
in
Let's
like the
say.
Roman.
No, you're right. You're right. But let's say the shit does hit the fan, and like worst case scenario, the guy that you're looking at is one of these psychopaths who all of a sudden goes on a rampage.
Yeah,
I
right.
always am thinking like could this guy, like, listen, if this guy just snapped and went fucking berserk, could I, stand a chance to take this man down? That's just a
Unfortunately, nowadays, I think a lot of people do think that way. It's
Yeah,
you
so
never know.
it's just a little evaluation period. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just trying to, feel my way around
Peter D has his hand up, so let's go over to
it.
Peter
I just
D.
wanted to say this, that if there was ever like a zombie apocalypse or something, I would want Mikey in my camp.
No, 100%.
Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it. Yeah,
100%.
because I
I
feel
might have to
like
wait for the zombie apocalypse to get there, but I appreciate it I
nonetheless.
always have
Thank
you
you.
in my
You
camp. I
do,
thought
you
we,
do.
by the way, people thought we were going to kill each other the whole week. We got
No.
along swimmingly.
I mean, no.
Let's jump right into, I mean, just an unbelievable clip. Mikey, you could tell a story. We'll play the clip.
What happened? My fucking teeth was in a fucking napkin here. The third was on her tray. Oh my God. Good eye, Nick. Good eye.
You guys at the draft and a server taking Joey D's teeth. Man, we were gearing up for that clip like it was the garage door, because it's one of the greatest clips. How Joe has an ice pack on him, like it looked like chaos. So go ahead.
So this had been, mind you, this was at the end of a very long day. This day started at, I would say, 6:30 in the morning. We had to get on a tour bus and take a little tour of Wisconsin to the draft. We get to the draft, I don't know, 1 o'clock, Joe, 2 o'clock. We sit through the first round by the stage. We're there. After the Bears pick, we all agree, let's go back to this tent. They had this really nice tent set up for, like, people who they took out there. Travel Wisconsin, shout out. And in the tent, you know, they had the booze and the food. So this was around, I don't know, Joe, 9:30 at night.
Yeah, it was late.
I'm sitting in there with Holly. Joe has to go back out to get book bags or something like that. Him and Nicole had to go somewhere else to get something. He comes back. When he comes into this tent, he's limping. Like, he's got a full-on limp. Like, someone just fucking took a billy club to the back of his knee and just clubbed him, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like, I'm laughing. I feel bad, but, you know, it's Joe. So it's like, when you see Joe, it's just like, Joe's just so funny. Like, I'm just laughing because he's limping. And I'm like, what happened in the span of 5 minutes that he's grimacing? He looks like he's in extreme pain and he's limping. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? It turns out Nicole said he was on his phone. And just barreled knee first into a concrete barrier, into a cement barrier. Didn't see it. Cracked his knee right on the barrier. So he's peg legged. He's got one leg now. We sit him down in a nice luxurious chair.
That was a good chair.
Bob, this chair is nice. I'm talking, you know, supple, beautiful brown leather. You know, pristine, like the inside of like a Lexus. This chair. We sit him in this chair. We get his leg up. We're doing rest, ice, compression, elevation, all the good stuff to get the feeling back in that knee. Because, Bob, that knee is insured by Lloyd's of London for Bob Does Sports. If we don't have that knee and he can't get across with that seven iron, we're in trouble. So we sit him down. We got him iced up. Everything's going fine. I think, okay, we got a drink now. He's got an espresso martini. The teeth are out. He's enjoying the food. I'm like, all right, at least he's comfortable. Big bag eyes. About 5 minutes later, he's like, Oh fuck. And I'm like, what? He's like, the waitress has my fucking teeth. The waitress took my teeth. And Nicole spots the fucking waitress from, now I'm not paying attention. Thank God for Nicole. Maybe Holly was paying attention. I don't know. She spots the cocktail waitress that was clearing off like the little table where our drinks were and food plates. She spots her across the tent, Bob. She does a beeline. God bless this
woman. I was like, go get my teeth.
I said to Nicole this weekend, I said, you deserve some type of a trophy or a medal because this guy gets into everything every day. Something new every day. She does a full-on dead sprint like she's running the 40 at the fucking combine to catch this cocktail
waitress. Fully pregnant, too.
Fully pregnant. Joe is sitting there. With his feet up, the visual's terrible. He's sitting there with his feet up with an espresso martini in his hand, just yelling, fuck, you got my fucking teeth. She finds the waitress. She brings, now, thank God, I Bob must have been in my subconscious because I got that phone out so fucking
quick. That was impressive.
I got the phone out so fucking quick. And I zoom in and they're talking about the teeth. Like, she's trying to explain. Now I'm trying to think in the back of my head, what could this cocktail waitress possibly be thinking? This pregnant woman just ran up to me and told me that I took her husband's teeth. That's the only thing I could imagine. And like how her brain is processing that. Brings the tray back, sure as shit, wrapped in a napkin. There's the teeth. We get the teeth returned to Joe. And the best part about Joe, and true to Joe style, he doesn't wash the teeth. He doesn't just put the teeth away, just pops them right back into his mouth, which is quintessential.
Well, they were in the napkin. They were wrapped in the napkin.
Listen, Bob, when I tell you, and you've seen me laugh like belly laugh, you've seen me like go off on like tear drop laughs. I never in my life felt such a strain in my stomach and as many tears streamed down my face as I did in that moment. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
We'll have Bone play the clip. The clip that might be funnier if we had it was Cutsy walking into the wall.
It was a cement barricade.
Yeah, we don't have that. Yeah,
took me down like Ray Lewis,
so,
dude.
Joe,
it was bad, man.
You were just on your phone looking down?
No, so I called my aunt and she was giving me the address to her place. So if I had to Uber it,
what's your aunt's name, by the way? What's the aunt's name, by the way?
Aunt Jean.
Aunt Jean, bro.
Yeah, she's
a great aunt. Great name for an aunt, by the way.
Joe, Bob, we're on the bus. to Green Bay. Joe, I don't mean to interrupt the story. We're on the bus to Green Bay, and it's the bus is full, coach bus loaded with people, and he gets on the phone with Aunt Jean.
Speakerphone.
No, no, but okay. Just a regular, but he's like, Auntie Jean? Auntie Jean? In a dead silent bus, and they go on, okay, Auntie Jean, we'll be there. We'll be there by then, okay? Okay.
Joe,
that doesn't bother me. I think it's hysterical. I do understand why people would hate that.
So he'll do that. By the way, when I first met Joe, I would go on the planes with him, and he wouldn't put his earphones in. He would watch videos without headphones.
I could show you the video. You could hear it.
But he would play. But Joe too is the type of guy where, if you're having a conversation with him. For me, if somebody then walks into an elevator, I don't necessarily want them to hear my conversation, so I'll really lower my voice. Joe will be having a conversation with you. Somebody walks in the elevator, nothing about his voice will change. He will keep the exact same.
I understand when an elevator became a library. It's the same as if you're walking anywhere else.
Is that his line?
Yeah. Because Jet can't be by him in airports.
Oh, Jet's so sensitive, man. This guy... For all the shit that he puts the people through, he stares people down like he's ready to kill them. But God forbid, my decibel level goes over a certain noise level. He can't handle it.
No, but you, Joe, you could. I'm sorry, you could tell this concrete block story, but I just, that was when we talked about the ant. I thought that was one of the funniest things too on the bus.
It was funny going into when we realized that you had that post and you hit me, and then I connected you with Jet, just all the different things of what to do.
Dude, Jet had me stressed, dog.
Yeah.
And what? And the only thing I was thinking was Jet must fucking hate my guts because I asked him probably 20 questions.
Because, no, but it's legit. Your questions were legit.
What do you mean you asked him 20
because
questions?
So I sent the clip over to Bob, and Bob's like, listen. This is going to be a rocket ship. We got to fucking, Jet's got to do what he's got to do with this clip. He's going to clean it up. He's going to make a little fucking that four square picture thing. He's going to tell you.
The Bleacher Report.
That's exactly right, D-man.
Now, listen.
I've had a few of those.
I know my way around the gram a little bit, but when it comes to Jet, this guy's a professional. You know, I defer to him when it comes to the mechanics of posting. But when he sends it in, first of all, he sent all the clips to me while I'm in the air. So nothing came through until I landed. And then it was all jumbled up all over the place. Then I finally get him on the wire. We're talking. I'm like, do I hit the expand button when I put it in the carousel? Do I do this? Do I do that? And then I post it. And he's like, Mikey, you posted the wrong video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by the way, stressful. You ready for that? Oh, I was panicking. Oh, I deleted it. Sent the video. I reposted it. He goes, oh, never mind. It was the right video. It's the same thing. I go, fuck, man. Fuck.
That's a huge fuck up on his part. I didn't know this.
Yeah. I
was confused because there was two. I accepted a collab, and then there's another one.
Yes, because he texted me.
What the fuck are we doing here,
he goes,
man?
He goes, oh, no, Mikey. I go, what? He goes, you posted the wrong video. I go, and I said to him, I thought he was fucking with me because we had so much of a back and forth. I thought he was just putting the heat on me to freak me out. And no, it was he said that. And then when I put it up again, he goes, never mind. Don't worry about it. That is the right video. And I'm like, oh, well, I just reposted it again. So it is what it is.
When he first sent the text, we connected in the group chat. He first sent the text. I'm like, there's no way Mikey's going to get that. It was insane. What he said, I get it because we've done so many of those. But he's got to realize that the average person doesn't know what the fuck he just said.
I will say this, though. I'm not stupid. As long as he responded to my questions, correct. I knew I would get it. And he did. He was very good.
But the questions you were asking were legit questions.
And I was just so afraid to ask him a question, Bob.
The Jet,
all due respect to him, he's not exactly Thanos. It's not like he could fucking, pick me up with one arm and chokeslam me through a wall, but I was
crushing
terrified.
Him like a pop can.
Yeah, but I got a lot of fear of the Jet. I got a lot of fear of the Jet. I do.
Devil. You crush him down, the devil's, it's spirits that are coming.
I don't want nothing. I said this years ago on this show. I said, one guy who's bad side I never want to get on is Binyamin Schicker. That's one guy I never want to be on his bad side. Never.
I played again with Charlie Woods the other day, and Charlie turns to me and he goes, does Jet smile that much? I said, no. Yo, we get this, Joe. I haven't told you this yet. We were playing, so I've been playing a lot with Charlie. Me and Joe played with him. He's really helping me golf. All Charlie wants to do is talk golf. And he's so fucking good. Like, anytime this kid is on video, everybody's dissecting. You know, he's got it tough in that sense. The kid is unbelievable. I've been taking him to every money game in Jupiter, and we've been cleaning up all because of him. All
You're
I do is help him.
Winning games
out.
Now?
Every single game I've played with him, we win. And all I do is just show him a couple putts. So we play. We're on the first fairway. We're on the first fairway. All of a sudden, he goes, "Hey, Dad." And I turn, and I'm just like this. And his dad just goes, "Tiger." He goes, "I got one thing to say to you." He goes, "Don't fucking lose." And then he just hangs up the phone. And I was like, oh, my God.
See, now, is that hardo?
What?
Is that hardo? Tiger saying
kind of hardo.
Bob, is it? Or, let's
it's
be fair.
Hardo.
Let's be
yeah.
fair, Bob. Let's
it's
call it
kind of hardo,
name.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a dummy,
if I did that with Dom at a Nutley T-ball game,
oh.
you'd be upset with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is
yeah.
that hardo?
Yeah.
Michael, you're in the same camp as Tiger.
Dude, I tell you,
because fucking winners want to win, Joe. Winners want to win. We don't play to lose.
He and then I stood
just,
over
I
the
suck
ball.
At golf.
Did
and
you
I
shank it?
I said, "Don't fuck this up." I hit the most beautiful baby draw into the green, spun that shit, and then the next shot hit it to the next hole. But that bunch of
see a good shot go to the green, though.
That's like when Joe was recording me when we played Black Wolf. He recorded me for the first time, like when I knew he was recording me. Was that shot up when I hit the iron over up to the mountain over that mountain?
It was
and
a
then,
great
like,
video.
And then he tried to like double down on the next hole, and I just put one completely. I don't even know the fucking ball ended up in Minnesota. The
you know what Cutsy said when you were over the ball, and like he didn't mean it as a shot, but it was like a class. Cutsy's like, Mikey Versilli's like, defy all odds.
Yeah, but no, but he's 100% right, though. I played like maybe 20 rounds in my life. He's 100, and that course is not easy. By the way, no. Joe was striking the ball well, dude.
Yeah, he takes so much shit, but D-Man's got some game. He's good.
He's good. I've played with guys who played their whole lives and are good. Joe's very good. From what I saw,
thank you,
I mean, and then again, I don't know.
I broke 80, Bob. I shot at 79, and like two to
and
four.
That course
wasn't
is rough.
Like,
course
yeah,
is
it was.
Rough.
Yeah, it feels good, man. When you make a good shot, Mikey said the same thing. Like Mikey had a couple of good shots, and I said, you know what? It takes away from all the bad, because it's just like in that moment, it makes it so worth it. Mikey, the par 3-1, you had a good shot too. And you know what?
How about that one I almost hold out, Joseph? That chip shot.
Yeah, yeah, he had a chip that almost went.
Bob,
but I will say, there was no one on the
course. I would have retired from the game. I would have just went out on top right there.
There was no one on the course because the course hadn't opened to the public yet. So there was only like two or three groups out there. So Mikey and I had the whole run of the course to ourselves. And I said to him, when we first started, I was like, Mikey, today, don't worry about score. We're not keeping score. We're just going to have fun. We're going to have some drinks. And I feel like the vibes were high. We had
That was one of the happiest days I've had in a very, very, like, just because it was ideal golf. Like, and I understand, like, we were very blessed to have that opportunity, because that's not like something that's a realistic thing to happen for most people. It's not.
The course was so nice.
And like for us to be able to play, and for me to finally be able to play with one of you guys, and like just be out there and nobody's up your ass. Nobody's watching you. You have the whole place to yourself. It was like heaven, bro. It was unreal. It was so fun, man.
The sun came out. It was a great day.
Because you could have people, when you do have somebody on your ass, like there's some people where like I've had tens where you're playing and you know you're playing pretty fast, but they are playing. So A, they're really good. So every time you turn around, they're just sticking it right next to the flag. So they're flying. It puts you, it's very uneasy. So to be able to have the course for your guy is really, really cool.
Mikey was, he had some good shots. And the ones that went astray, we found almost most of his golf balls. We found a top
service. I have a special buy for today, Joseph. We're not going to get into the golf ball finding yet. My buy for today, yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Bob.
Serviceable, Joey D?
What do you mean serviceable?
The Mikey swing, it looks serviceable.
It needs some tweaks for sure. But I think the thing is, my only thing is that I think he's so tall. I think he needs longer clubs. Maybe our friends at Callaway can help him.
The problem is that I'm told, like, I went for a fitting at PGA Superstore on my existing irons, and they were like, this is the max extension we could give you.
No,
and they did extend it again.
I think our friends at Callaway could help you.
Yeah,
Mikey.
I find that really hard do. To believe that that's because when Joe FaceTimed me of you swinging, we could put up the picture. But
oh yeah,
I thought it was rentals because it the clubs look.
He's yeah, like, that's a problem. Sober. It's, yeah, it's like, a problem. And it's not his fault. It's really not his fault.
It's not my fault.
I said to Mikey, I'm like, you got to stay straight up, like with your torso. He's like, I can't because of clubs. I got to hunch, and I get it. So I think that would make a huge like adjustment, Mikey. I think it would make a big difference because you have to hunch over so low that it messes up your whole swing.
Might have to put in a call to what's his name, Bob. Might have to reach out to him.
Ferg is no longer with the company, which is no longer.
That figures. Yeah. Maybe I'll give Frankenheimer a call. Maybe.
But we really did have a lot of fun, man. It was great. We wish you were. I can't believe I had never played golf with Mikey. It was the first time ever I played with them.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, all we've had was the breezies, which you know doesn't really count playing golf. But yeah, it looked fun. It was fun watching it.
Very nice shot, Michael. What were you trying to say?
I wanted to talk a little bit about NFL draft, just a little bit. It's us recording before that. By the way, a couple things. Mikey got Penix to Metcalf again. He retweeted it. No, Mikey, you did. He retweeted.
You know what's so fucking crazy?
No. Let me finish. Come on, let me finish. He retweeted an account from Adam Scheffler.
Scheffler, Bob.
Yeah. He retweeted the count.
That motherfucker's good.
Somebody, Bobby, he goes to me. We're sitting right there. We're sitting, not sitting. I wish we were sitting. We're standing right near the stage. And I look at Mikey and he's like, fuck, they just drafted that guy. I'm like, they haven't announced it yet. How do you know? He looks at me, he's like, oh, I know.
See, that's hard though. That's hard though. But that's fine.
He was on Twitter, like he knew the picks before they were in. I'm like, they haven't announced a pick. How do you know? He's like, he looks at me, he's like, oh Joe, I know.
It's Mikey.
Like he's like, this is what I do.
My Super Bowl.
I told him I'm gonna start calling him Mikey. I told you so, V.
That is so ridiculous.
On Twitter. On Twitter, he's the most I told you so guy.
Well, it's good for the business.
Yeah.
And Bob, he was hearing he wanted Ashton Jeanty so bad.
I
did.
Oh, I
and
get then, that though.
And then he didn't get him, and then he would go to like the next guy he wanted, and then he got picked.
I never get anybody I want.
And then he was like, I want Tyler Warren. And so the pick came in and he was available and he didn't take him. They took like this other, the Michigan tight end.
Loveland.
Yeah. Who apparently is going to be pretty good. I was reading up on it, Mikey.
Sam LaPorta-esque.
Mikey was just furious. He's like, for once in my life, can I get a single player that I want? And then the guy that I was rooting for, and we were like pick 23.
Oh, that's the best part. That's the best part is Joe's just like, yeah, I really want this golden guy from Texas. He looks like a player,
he's
Mikey.
Fast,
this guy's
Bob.
Fast. This
4.29, 40.
Who the fuck did the Packers take? Matthew Golden. I mean, just really have it all, Bob. You know,
it was the best. The rich watching Joe. I kept thinking about the clip. I kept thinking about us talking about the NFL draft, and then I had EA cook up the clip.
Could you imagine going to the draft and sitting there with like your team, it's really, and those guys are characters to where I love watching it because it's, I mean, you so, see some characters.
You see that?
Such crazy. A pretzel, though, Bob.
Yeah, we were talking about the crazies at the NFL draft, and then there's a video of Gutsy going, oh, we got golden, Mikey. What a pick.
Yeah. He's like,
and then there's
he was a couple espresso martinis in at that point, Bob.
He's like, he's with the Packer fans, and he's like taking a selfie. It was...
Well, they're all about the sports fans, Bob.
Dude, he was getting fucking mobbed out there.
Was he? Everybody Bob. Wants it.
Dude, we're
everybody
walking through.
Wants
no, it's about the sports. We're like, Joey Goldcock.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Everywhere we go, everybody wants a piece of the D-man.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
they
man.
They want all of us, Bob.
The D-man. But they get up in arms for the D-man. They love them.
Joe, I mean, to Joe's credit, he's very friendly guy with all these people. He's very friendly.
Five out of ten. Yeah. 5 out of 10. Love
five
him.
Out of ten. That's 100%.
Horseshit. Five out of seven.
Seven out of ten.
Gary Player at the airport, and Joe was so pissed at me. I went up to him. I was like, Gary, my friend is a huge fan. Just like I did Liver King with him. I was like,
he just parades me around, Mikey, and tells people that I'm huge fans of them.
Because my goal is to have a whole collage, like the Brilliantly Dumb Show thing, like that soundboard, but it just be a pic with Joe and a celebrity. So like I have Joe and Liver King, Joe and Gary Player, Joe and Joe Burrow.
Oh my God, oh, bro! Ridiculous. This other good story, Bob, from the trip. We were at Black Wolf, the golf course again, but with everybody the next day before like the tour. We went back there again the next day. They stopped there for like a brunch before we went to the draft. So we're in there, and Brian Balaga, former Packer, who's a big
friend of the program.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So we meet him, we're chopping it up with him, and then like they do like this slightly awkward like question and answer thing where they just put this guy in the middle of a room with no microphone, nothing, in front of these people who want a contest to go to the draft and these other people, these other influencers, and they just put him in the middle of the room and they're like, does anyone have any questions for Brian Balaga? And I'm like, well, that's whatever. But he's got this one guy up there kept asking him questions only about Aaron Rodgers, and it was so like, you could tell, like, just don't. Why are you asking this guy? Do you think Rodgers is going to play again? Like, that's hardo. That's hardo. I didn't ask a single question. But anyway, I didn't ask a single question. Let me preface it with that. But anyway, Balaga's telling a story because the Rodgers guy keeps asking him questions. He's like, did Aaron Rodgers, what kind of gifts did he ever give you guys? Like, dude, Joe was quiet the whole time. He was just sitting there. Joe wasn't even really paying attention. Then Balaga goes into the gifts. And he's like, yeah, you know, he got us Cartier bracelets one year and then Rolexes the next year. And all of a sudden, when he says that, Joe's eyes, he looks at me and he goes, and he whispers and he goes, Mikey, what a great guy. He goes, Bob, like maybe not a lot of people laugh at that, but if you know Joe, that's another just a highlight reel, Joey D. Typical Joe. It was the fucking, I almost fucking spit my fucking drink out in the middle of the room. I was laughing so hard.
That gets his attention.
What a great guy.
Everybody has only good things to say about him who've met him.
Balaga loves him.
Me and Michael, man.
I should have been there, man. Yeah. Where was I? Where the hell was I?
Tell you what, he could be back again in June for the June pay-per-view.
Here's what we got, D, on the radar. There's June, Sugar Sean O'Malley in June in Newark, right, Mike? Or Newark or Brooklyn?
Same building. No, Prudential.
When's the date of that, Michael?
June 6th.
12th, I think.
Is it? I thought it was.
I could be off, but I thought it was
that was a couple of weeks before my birthday.
Wow. Is this 40 or 39? 39, right?
39.
Yeah. He's been 39 for 20 years. He doesn't. It's the craziest thing. People are
questioning his age in the videos. Bro, they are.
He has been, since I've known him, he's either been 38 or 39. That's year is 39. Ridiculous. 1 year.
Why are you smiling? Are you lying about your age? No,
it's crazy. No.
You sure?
You want me to get my ID?
No, because I could have some personal information. You can't do that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Well, I'm just saying, I got nothing to hide here. Right, 1986. Same year as you, Michael.
That is wild, dude.
Me and Mikey are the same age.
Yeah, that is really crazy.
Both about to be dads.
That's right, Joseph. That's right. And I'm proud of you.
We got a lot in common, Michael.
I'm very proud of you. Yes, we do. More than people think.
I'm not hardo, but other than that, we got a lot in common.
Oh, the hardo's going to get him bad. The hardo's going to get him.
I think at a certain point in life, you just evolve into a hardo. Like, yeah,
no,
I'm not cool
anymore. I disagree.
I'm not cool anymore.
No,
I might have never been cool.
It's not that.
Mikey, you're cool. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
If you... Like I think if you asked a lot of people who were friends within our corner, is Mikey a bit of a hardo?
Yeah,
they would say, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure
Mikey writes the definition of hardo.
There you go.
Remember when it came on with the Bosworth jersey, Bob?
Great jersey.
Oh yeah, the Bosworth jersey.
The Bosworth.
The Bosworth.
or
I
those.
I should have worn that to the draft.
The shoulder pads,
the butterfly sets,
and
or
then
the shoulder
eyes.
Pad.
The eyes, Bob.
What oh, shoulder?
The,
wait,
the
what
eye
shoulder?
Black.
Oh, when I played football.
Oh yeah. No, but you had, he had like the Lawrence Taylor neck brace, like the big fucking like.
Yeah. I would pay such good money to be able to go back in time and watch Mikey on the field.
Yeah, Mikey.
I got some tape. I think I.
Mikey,
can get
were
tape.
You not? Were you not like with your size and aggression? I feel like that's D1. Were you not D1?
I was underdeveloped, Bob. Went to a smaller
really?
Underdeveloped. Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say like the coach didn't classic coach.
I had incentive to go play Division II, and I went and just was not interested in.
Good.
I just wasn't interested in school at the time, Bob. It wasn't.
That's back in his Jersey
it wasn't
Shore
for
days,
me,
Bob.
Oh,
he wanted to be in, you know, DJs and Parker.
I'll tell you this. I see Mikey's built. Mikey could have been in the Jersey Shore. He was built for it.
If those people weren't even from Jersey, those people.
See that's another
Isn't
thing.
Paulie,
remember
that,
when we
like
saw? Remember when we saw situation at the UFC, Bob? He was there with that fucking
shirt.
Yes.
Really?
Now that's hardo. That's hardo.
What was he wearing? Then? Like a Versace shirt?
Oh, it was Joe. It was so insane, bro. But I mean, that's his brand, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like?
It was definitely like a Versace or some wild, like look at Joe's eyes.
Yeah, D-Man. Well,
nice
D-Man, last UFC fight, I went to the D-Man. He came in the Louis V's. He came in the Louis V's.
Yeah, that was big. That was like, big.
You got a pair too, Bob.
Well, for Christmas, he gave it to me for Christmas. He gave it to me for Christmas. Did you not?
And I don't think you've worn them once.
Santa was mighty good that year. That's a nice little gift there, Joseph.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I
got a cameo from a friend of mine. From
I got you a quarter zip.
Oh, there's
the
quarter
zip.
There it is.
By the way,
it's a very, it fits him like
really
a glove. It fit him like
it
a glove.
Like a glove.
But that,
the eyes were popping.
But that Q-Zip is going to never hear. No. You're going to get it out. It's been every episode since he got the Q-Zip.
I had, because he said I got him a Jim McMahon. I got
that
him a
was,
Jim McMahon.
That
cameo.
Was the best when Joe got.
He's like, Joe. I got his phone number.
He's a friend.
I've got his digits.
I texted him the next day. I was like, Jim, thanks for this video. I appreciate it. He's like, LOL. No problem, man. I don't really think he understood the full situation.
I see. By the way, I've seen Urlacher 50 times since.
Really?
Like, you guys
you
have been
say
friends.
Hi to him.
He was at the Tunnels to Towers thing, and I so badly wanted to drop name drop Mikey B.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's an intimidating presence.
Yeah, he's kind of scary.
You want to talk
about a hardo? That's a hard.
I saw him in Tahoe.
That the hardo thing is getting to Mike. Like that is gonna sit with him. He's gonna go upstairs. He's gonna be like, Holly, am I a hardo?
He'd probably say yes.
Do you think she would?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that says that. What does that tell you?
If Holly, I can't change at this point, Bob. I'm old.
I'm not telling you.
You are what you are, Michael. Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
I've accepted what I am
a long time ago.
You've not only accepted, you've embraced.
Yeah.
And that's what you should do.
D-Man, you've built an empire off of it.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. And deservedly so, because
correct.
I literally laughed harder than I've laughed in such a long
that's
time
what
over
he
the
does.
Last 3 days. It's just unbelievable.
We had so much fun, man.
Mason,
we did.
What
we
I was
did.
Trying to say before, I played with Mason Nutt again, and he told me, he asked me, he's like, yo, does Joe, like, he's like, when you go and just like film Joe, does he care? I was like, no, like he doesn't. And he's just so used to it. He just doesn't care. Like anything, like nobody, the thing he does with his teeth. Like, I don't think a lot of people would do that. Like, or when that picture he originally posted with his teeth.
Oh, the Invisalign, the official smile of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that was fantastic. The Invisalign picture was unbelievable. It was just the timing of. But people that comment like, oh, this is a bit, oh, blah, blah, blah. I spent an entire week almost with this man. He pops those teeth out like you would, like you would take a piss. Joe pops his teeth out.
Did you notice
every time he eats?
If it's with somebody new, there's no announcement that they're coming out. They just
those
come out.
Those things come right out. He doesn't give a fuck.
I can't eat with
them
in.
When the waitress brings the teeth back, and all Joe says when she brings the teeth back, good eye, Nick. Good eye, Nick. Well. Somebody commented.
The funniest part, which was not on.
To her like she's in the batter's box. Somebody said in the comments.
Good eye, nigga.
She deserves more credit. She's an absolute.
I said she deserves
man.
A fucking trophy.
Yeah, she's trophy. Unbelievable. But you know, the funniest part of the whole thing, Bob, which didn't get caught on camera, is the server at the end. She goes, I totally know what you're going through because she has Invisalign too.
Oh yeah, you could see them talking where she's like talking about her front. That's what.
And she's like, I. She's like, I would lose my teeth all the time. Like, she's like, I totally get it.
Yeah, you would think you guys are at like a Denny's. You know what I mean?
Somebody commented, dadsofwalmart.com underneath the fucking.
By the way, all these people are like, yo, this guy. Is a skimp. He can't afford to buy teeth. I'm waiting for the bone grafts to grow in.
People don't
it
understand
takes
the
fucking
process.
4 months
don't get the process.
For the bones to they grow into my them. Mouth, and then I'm gonna have beautiful fucking implants. And then you know, Nicole actually said to me the other day, and Mikey was there. She's like, "I'm gonna kind of miss you without your with your fake teeth."
I'll miss hysterical. Those teeth, dude.
Yeah, we're all gonna miss the teeth.
Oh, for sure.
It'll be a chapter that'll live on in infamy.
Yes.
Do you guys have anything before we go to buy ourselves?
No, we got to do. We got to run back the Ask Bob.
Ask Bob. That's right.
One of the most.
Before we go to the buy or sell, do you have anything for the Ask Bob? Is what I was going to say.
Michael's had one for a while. Oh, yeah.
I've had one.
We've actually have a side bet. We have a side bet on this.
This is a very, very, very important list. Okay, this is an important question. Okay, Bob, this is the Ask Bob segment. Now this is only brought to you now by, because the response to it was so overwhelming that I just, in good conscience, I can't see how we don't do this every week. So anyway, the question for Bob this week is simple. Can you name two out of the first 10 US presidents? Doesn't have to be in order. Doesn't have to be in order. Just two of the first 10 U.S. presidents.
Yo, that's disrespectful. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, let's hear.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is not it.
He was, Bob, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States, Bob.
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
There we go, Bobby. Oh, all right. Good save.
Terrible. Did you guys ask that thinking that I would say Abe Lincoln?
Bob, when you want to hear something real bad, and Joe, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but we got to stay true to the program. Bob, Joe wasn't sure you were going to get George Washington.
That's
and I
terrible.
Said, Joe, that you can't say that.
Terrible.
He was legitimately concerned.
I was on the fence.
I tell you what, that's not bad out of Bob.
That's
Joe.
Pretty good, man.
And by the way, he nailed two of the first three, not even two of the
that's
first
That's really
now,
good.
Now, the Abe Lincoln thing, I had a feeling he was going to go with Abe Lincoln. I really did.
But
I,
that's not sucks. A bad answer in his defense. It's not, it's
yeah,
not
you
like
know what,
it's,
though,
it's
Joe?
Not like, it's not like he said, like, JFK.
Yeah, it's not like he's, like, hundreds of years, like.
You got to be able to get that question right, though.
All right, I have a question for you, Bob. This is so that I wanted to keep Bob is a big food guy, right? So I was
okay,
like, I want to keep it. I want to keep it within his realm
that's
so that
fair.
He I'm like catering to what he's good at. So my question for you today, Bob, is can you name the five different food groups?
You got sushi? you got bagels?
So you don't need to get all five, Bob, but if you could get as many out of the five as possible. The five major food groups.
this is
in your wheelhouse, Bob. This is an ass Bob.
You, man, this segment is gonna
Bob.
Be tough, man.
We got it. I think in all fairness. Maybe next week, Joe, we just come up with one question for him.
I thought it was one.
Two's a bang job.
Oh, yeah,
Jet,
yeah, okay.
Jet sent me a Reddit thread of just people just talking about how dumb I am because of the Brilliant Dumb Show.
Well, it is a Brilliant Dumb
and
Show.
And my first thought, I said, well, I was like, that means the show's growing. And he's like, you're a sick, sick guy. That was my first thought. I don't know where to start because I don't know really what this... Like I would say.
Okay,
seafood.
So I'll give you.
Oh, wait,
one.
Wait, wait,
okay?
wait, wait, wait. Seafood?
No, Bob. No. I'll give you one. Okay. One of the
yeah,
five.
Yeah, just
major
to get me going.
Is fruits.
Okay. That, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
The vegetables.
There you
okay,
go.
There we go,
that's,
Bob.
That's two. That's two.
Poultry.
Well,
what
now,
is
Bob,
the bigger group
now, Bob?
Table?
You've said
meat,
poultry
meat,
and fish.
Meat.
What is the bigger?
Okay.
Yes, but what does meat provide?
Yeah. What do you get out of meat?
What do you get out of meat? The nutrient you get out of meat that's beneficial.
Protein?
There yes.
That's three. All right. That's three.
Okay, come on, we got Michael. Three. What is something you like to eat at for dessert?
Dairy.
That's yes. Four. Oh, very nice, Bob. One we left. Need one more. Left now.
Yeah, I feel like a fucking child. Yeah, Bob, dude. I feel like a fucking child. Dude, this is like it's like the way you talk to Dom.
Okay, the last one, Bob.
It's part of the segment.
Jesus.
All right, Bob. This is one of your favorite this items sucks. That you have for breakfast.
Yes.
It's like something that you appreciate more than anyone else, and they do great in Jersey.
Just think about what's left, Bob. You got fruits, you got veggies, you got your proteins and your dairy. There's only one thing left.
Bread.
Right.
Well, what is that bigger? What is the bigger thing of bread?
He's not going to get this word. It starts with a G.
Gluten? Yo, this sucks. This segment sucks.
It's a great segment. It's a great segment. It's best for business.
Gluten.
All right, Bob, it rhymes with drain.
Drain.
Drain. Very good. All right. All right, Bob. All right, we're done. Ask Bob. He's done for the week.
It's good. It's two good questions, man. The president thing, I was like, you guys are such pricks. And then I said the wrong
thing. Yo, fucking... he was so sure with Abraham
Lincoln. I was. Like, I, there was like, no doubt in my mind. So,
he's like, that's horrible. Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Watch, I said like Ronald Reagan.
Well, that see, I think at least you got a really old president.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Again, it's not like you said like FDR or Dwight
Eisenhower. By the way, maybe was Herbert Hoover top 10?
No,
William Taft.
Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams,
James Madison,
Morgan, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler. No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, let's go on into our pod. It's good for the business.
Really good pod so far. Really good pod so far. Really good. Watch the YouTube.
Buy or sell. Buy or sell. Same. What you see that liked you. What do you see that you did not like? I'll start us off. Whatever you think about the guy.
Here we go.
I think this guy is going to go now on just a winning tear. He's playing at the Zurich. I'm buying McElroy in the sense of if you're a betting man now, I think that there is so much pressure off of him now that he could do no wrong that I think he is going to go on a tear. I think he'll win at least another major this year. So he'll win one out of the next three. I think he's going to go nuts. I'm betting him on the Zurich today, him and Shane Lowry. Really?
Maybe I'll get in on it.
All right.
Yeah, he's playing with house money now. Like, he really is. Like, the weight is lifted. He's talked about it, too. I just think this guy is about to go nuclear. So I would buy Rory McIlroy right now. And let's head
It'd
over
be nice
to...
if he came on the Bob to Sports episode, too. That would really be good for business.
There's no way, though, D.
What you, don't no say way. That, Bob. You can't say there's no
I
way.
Thought we had him with the pump four. If he didn't come on after pump four... I think
well, one, you, one would say get, that helped you, him push him over the edge for the Masters. Maybe
if you
Bob.
Could get if you could get Joey D in front of him for 5 minutes, I think you could reel him in. I think he needs one on one with the Da. That's
I met him.
I really do believe that.
I met him.
Yeah, he needs some time though with you.
Yeah, I was very time. Reserved to very very reserved.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
At, when you met him?
I met him at the Grove with the Andel, and
yeah.
I was trying to be on my best behavior, so I. But I did ask him about Bob.
Don't say the comment. The comment he said is so it's I so said, tough.
Michael, I said to him, I'm like, you met my friend Bob. He's like, I was like, how was that like? He's like, do you ever have an idea where someone's watching you and you look over your shoulder and then I just see this guy?
That's
and then
bad.
and then I asked him two of the top 10 presidents and he said Abraham Lincoln.
Joseph, let's let Joe.
The passion.
You know what? Let's go to Mikey B. Let's let Joe finish down there.
All right. By the way, side note: speaking of nuclear hot, me and Joey D on these Cousin Cuts collab NHL plays. That's four straight. Damn, why you gotta point to yourself,
Joe? That's what he does.
The first two picks.
That's what he does.
You're telling me
that's
I didn't get those first two NHL picks.
No, the first one was you.
Why do you gotta point to yourself
that's,
like that?
I'm happy.
I'm giving you all the credit in the world. I keep posting your picture every fucking day.
Oh, that's big for five. That's good.
We're
for
hitting. We're hitting. Of course, you're gonna post it. I'm just saying
something else, man.
That it's good for business.
You went like it's good for
how
business.
How could you do that?
Like this? It's
this
like
guy, bro.
The last few, I've given the picks, Michael.
I've concurred. We've discussed them. We've discussed them.
I understand. I'm not asking for anything. I just said we've been doing well.
Yes, we have. That was the point of the whole thing. Anyway, buy or sell. And I'm buying. I'm giving you, I'm throwing more flowers at you for the buy this week. My buy this week is this. I'm buying Joe's vision. Joey D has, in my opinion, I've played with a lot of guys who have played golf their entire life. I have never in my life seen someone who can find a ball faster than this guy. He is like a basset hound. The ball could be anywhere on the course. Now, maybe he was just having a good eye day, Bob. I don't know what it was. This guy would pick up a ball instantly if it was lost. If it went OB, he would find it within 10 seconds. He was finding the ball. I've never seen anything like that
in
my life.
Kind of, I guess you could say, unusual, Joe. I mean, usually Perez has like the best eye of where a ball's going to be.
Well, Perez has the best sense of where the ball's going. Right, like you'll always know if the ball is going to be a good or not. But I couldn't miss.
Bob,
I found everything.
He hit a ball that took like an unlucky like careen off a fucking rock. It like bounced off a rock and fucking. There's no way you found it instantly. Instantly, it was. I'm halfway through the round and I hadn't said anything yet. And I said, Joe. I looked at him. I go, how the fuck can you find the ball that fast? Like, it's not like like he said, wild. It's not where you thought the ball was going to be off the flight path. It just bounced into like. The fescue, and he's fucking finding it like he's like a bloodhound. It's unbelievable.
You know, another thing on courses, like I think it's a real thing, and this is something that Perez has incredibly well is card IQ. Like there is a thing around cards, like navigating around courses, like where to leave your cart when you go on the green, where sometimes you know you'll be confused, do you go right or left? Like cart vision is a really big thing. Mine is not good. Yeah, FP's cart vision and awareness. Is the greatest.
I always let someone else drive. Joe drove on.
I'm with you, Mikey. I'm at the point.
I don't want to be called out for like I'm bad enough on the golf course. God, I don't want to commit any other like fouls of like poor golf conduct,
etiquette,
whatever you want to call it. I don't need that on top of my shitty, already very shitty golf resume. I don't need that to be stacked up. At least maybe they could say, Mikey V, you know, looks good when he's on the course. Nice guy, shitty at golf, but his etiquette's good. I don't need the bad etiquette. I don't.
Yeah. We just got to get you some longer clubs. Maybe our friends at Callaway. I really think it'll go a long way.
Nope.
But you know what? You're a pleasure to be out there with. We had a lot of fun. I would gladly go play with you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye this week is pretty simple, straightforward. I thought, you know, I have not been back home. Well, home, it's not home, but my mom's home. In some time, I thought the state of Wisconsin was a lot of fun. The golf, and by the way, Bob, I think we got to do like a film week out there. Some of the golf, they have some of the best golf.
We did a film week.
I know
out
we
there.
Did Grand Geneva, but like to go to Sand Valley or play like Whistling Straits, Erin Hills. They got this Black Wolf. I mean, these courses are unbelievable.
Greeted us like sultans out there too.
Yeah, they greeted us when we got there. The GM came out. The guy actually gave me his card. I think we got to go back there. But not only that, we stayed at a beautiful place. But everybody's so the Midwestern hospitality and the kindness. Like even Holly said, like when they first picked us up, they went to a store and this one lady was so helpful and kind, and like people are just really friendly in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm sure Illinois, a lot of that whole area, it's really good, but. I'm buying Wisconsin. I thought that they did a great job. The people were so kind and friendly, and the draft was a lot of fun. Now that was the first night, so vibes were high. I don't see myself ever running it back like the second or third day, but that first night, that was a lot of fun.
Dude, the
tell you,
Shador
tell
Sanders.
You who would run it back the second or third day, a hardo.
Oh, I was gonna sit with him. I will say, I know it's Tuesday. People listen now. The Shador Sanders saga was
wild, God.
Man.
And you know what? He's at Cleveland now. He's not gonna excel at all. He's gonna be terrible. That's where quarterbacks go to die, Bob.
There hasn't been a lot of success there lately for quarterbacks, that's for sure.
I do wonder, like, you know, people were saying, like, if the Giants do, like, I don't think this move is crazy. I'm sure they would have their reasons against it. But, like, say you were the Giants, right? Like, say they got Jackson Dart Okay, what round did they get him in, Mikey? First round,
End
no?
of the end of the first,
End of
they
the first.
traded
End of the
up.
first
They
round.
traded up. What's I forget who they
So,
traded back
like,
in.
Shador then falls to four, and then maybe even they had a chance with him five before the Browns, or no, probably four, because the Browns picked before the Giants,
Yeah.
I believe. But, like, why not? Like, I would love to hear what a GM would say against, if you have Dart, right? Why not get Sanders? Because having a quarterback is everything and changes your franchise. So is it crazy to take Shador in the fourth round, see what him and Jackson in the fourth, fifth round,
Yeah.
see what him and Jackson Dart do, and then you just take the better of the two because it's
But
so
they also have
important.
Jameis, they have
That's
Russell, they
the
got
pro
so
they
many
have three
guys.
QBs on the roster already with Tommy Cutlets
Well,
and his other
Cutlets has
two.
got to go.
Say maybe not even maybe it's not even Giants, but any other team. Like,
Yeah.
what's the idea against doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Browns now have Flacco. I still think they're paying Watson, and they drafted Dylan Gabriel, and they drafted
Crazy.
Shedeur Sanders. So they're not going to roster four quarterbacks on the 53
No.
man. So somebody's going. So somebody's going. They're not going to. I can't imagine they're going to cut Flacco. And Watson, they're paying him too much money. I don't know what they could do with that. So it's either going to be Gabriel or Sanders is not going to make the team. They're not going to. You can't roster four quarterbacks on a 53 man. It's just not going to happen.
Maybe, yeah. So I
Flacco's
don't
going
know
to be
who's
their
going to end up
start.
being there. Bob, to your point, I mean, that story I sent you last night, Bob, about his interview with the Giants. They
Oh,
said that
man.
they gave, so they're saying that, and this is not appendix to Metcalf. This is real. Bob read it.
Was the name? Scheffler?
Shelfer, Adam Shelfer.
Scheffler.
But
Yeah.
Dayball, when he did the private interview or the private meeting with Sanders, said that they gave Sanders an install package, which is basically like layman's terms. Let's say the Giants run a wildcat package. They give you, there you go, media, there you go. They give you, we see it, Joe. I see it. Thank you. They gave
For
Sanders,
your dreams, kids.
they gave Sanders the install package to study before the meeting. And they said basically they had the meeting and he just didn't study it. Like it was evident he didn't study it. He didn't fucking know any of the cues, none of the plays. And then on top of it, to compound it, he like resented the fact that Dayball called him out on the fact that he didn't study the install package. And that's what really pissed the Giants off. I think it's one thing to not be prepared. It's another thing to double down and get angry at constructive criticism or somebody like trying to say, like, listen, what the fuck did you do? So I think maybe that, Bob, played into the
Giants.
whole fact why the Giants. Now the
They had
Jets,
a great
maybe, or another
draft.
team. I know you would have liked to see him go late to the Jets, you know, on a flyer at that point. You know, when you're talking fourth, fifth round, I mean, those aren't exactly like premium picks. Why another team didn't do it? I think this kid, the offseason and his dad, and I just think it wasn't so much talent. It was just all the bullshit off the field. I think teams don't want to fucking deal with it.
Yeah, I
There's
don't
that
blame
clip
them.
that popped up
Oh.
of Shador, like, of Dion saying, like, you know, how he's going to go top five, but he's not going to let him go to this team. He's going to let him go to that team. Like,
Said the
so
Browns.
ridiculous.
I
Yeah.
think he said the Browns.
Did he say that he's not going to go to Cleveland?
He
Yeah.
said
See,
it back.
that's
Well,
tough.
he said back in 2018, not recently, but Dion put on record. He tweeted it or something like it's on record. He was like, "Yeah, I would never let my kid go to the Browns, or I would never go to the Browns. I would never let anybody go to the Browns because I know what happens behind the scenes." Just a bad look all the way around, bro. Just really bad. Like
By the way,
it's.
you know what's crazy? I heard that if he would make more money playing in college this year, he'd make about $6 million than he will in the next, like he's gonna make $5 million in what, the next 5 years, Mikey?
Lost a ton of money falling that
And if he
far,
was
man.
the first pick overall, Cam Ward's gonna make like 33, 40 million a
Yeah.
year.
Well, how about that clip with Cam Ward, Bob, on the practice field when they were together?
Yeah.
And Cam Ward's like, "Yeah, I'm football, football." And Shador's like, "Yeah, man, you don't want to talk about anything else? Like, do you have any other hobbies?" He's like, "I play football. That's what I." Now that's a hard O response from Cam Ward,
Would
some
that
would
be
say.
30,
But
35 million in 5 years,
look at that
Michael?
shit.
Is that 5 years he would make as a first pick? 35 million over 5 years?
The first overall pick makes the most money. I don't know the exact numbers,
Plus
but I
they.
mean, you're talking about an extreme difference in what he's going to make first rounder to fifth rounder. But I would imagine everything he's going to lose not getting drafted that high, he's going to make up in
Endorsements.
endorsements. Yes, we know that. Like
He'll be fine.
he's a media magnate. He's going to always be fine. His dad, I mean, he's taking care of generational wealth anyway. So,
What's his brother gonna do now? Because he didn't get drafted.
Shiloh.
Yeah, I know.
He got the he Bucks got him.
He got UDFA'd by the
Oh, did
Bucks.
he?
Yeah. You know what I love? Like in the Hard Knocks, when the players go up, they had it with Caleb Williams last year, when they go up and they tell their signing bonus, and then the players go nuts. I think that
Yeah, the
stuff is
backup
great.
Bears quarterback like fell out of his seat and pretended he was having a heart attack when Caleb Williams said
That
the
number.
Convulsion.
What a nice guy. Like he
I mean, Rolexes and Cartiers.
Dude,
I
this
mean,
guy was like zoned out. He was like looking like this, like just into the
it was a
abyss,
long
maybe at
day,
his
Bob.
phone. He heard Rolex and he goes, "What a great guy."
I also told the one bit tidbit of information, Michael, of what Bob had promised me a long time ago.
Hey, stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course.
I had to throw Bob under the bus too. I said, you know, Bob's technically the quarterback of Bob Does Sports. There should be some type of gift for his lineman. You know, every Christmas he's got to send out a little something nice for the lineman. But no, but just overall, just fantastic, fantastic
Great
stuff.
week.
Okay, fellas, let's get into our top five. Fun top five. Incoming. This was from a young man on Twitter, not sure the name. So apologies about that. But this top five is going to be, if you have five fingers and you could dispense a
Which you
liquid
do,
out of it, what'd you
which you
do?
can't, which you can't.
Not everybody does, but if you have five fingers,
True.
what liquid, what drink would you dispense out of that? Alcohol, is doable. So alcohol is absolutely acceptable. So I won last week's. Who
You
came in
did,
second for last week?
Joe.
D-Man came in second.
I have a couple questions before we
Sure,
start.
go ahead.
So I asked about we said alcoholic drinks are applicable. Now, if somebody wants to give soda, does that take away all soda? Or
So
is that
no,
like,
that's actually a good question, because I had that question
it is a good question.
with I had that question. I think no. I think you could pick any soda, but like I had the question, like Gatorade. Does that take? I think it should take out all of Gatorade
Oh
soda.
yeah.
But
Gatorade takes out
how could
Gatorade.
you say like when there's so many flavors of Gatorade, like there's so many flavors of different
Gatorade's
soda.
Gatorade.
Okay,
Soda is
but
different.
okay, so
Soda's
let's say
like
this.
Coke or
Let's say
Sprite
this.
is different.
I say beer. Is that all beer?
All beer.
See, I would
So
say no. The
then this is
committee's
where
gotta.
it gets dicey.
I think it
It
should
gets
be all
dicey.
of it then. If we're gonna do all Gatorade, it should be all soda. It should be all beer. It should be all.
We're gonna run out of beverages, I would think.
I got a bunch.
All right, let's just do this. Let's just go selection by selection and let the committee decide.
Okay.
That should do for
Yeah.
some nice
I just
chaos.
think it's like if you have beer for one and then you have Coca-Cola for another, like it should just be all soda.
Okay. So I'm gonna go for yeah, let's let the committee decide. I think with the soda, I think you go specific, but let's
You're
put it
going
as
one, Bob.
if you go water, you can't pick and choose which water. It's all water. I know he's taking water.
Yeah, but
No.
water really is not like a flavor thing. Like you're not like.
Yeah, I think let's just go case by case and the committee
All right, all right.
rolls
Are you
with
going
this.
one, Bob?
I will go one,
All
yeah.
right, taking water. We all know it's minus 20,000. He's taking water. If he ends up not taking water, it's like it goes against everything he's about.
That's not true. But by the way, that's not true at all.
What pick do you
Bob, you're
want?
a water connoisseur. If you
I'm
don't take
also a
water,
connoisseur of
a
other
water
things. Hey,
connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur of other things. And who's to say I can't get water down the line?
Oh,
I'm not.
it's not coming back at
I'm
back to
not.
one.
I'm not taking water.
No. You're not taking water.
I'm not taking water.
Joe, what pick do you want? Three. Okay. All
Mikey
right,
two.
Bob, go ahead. Go ahead,
Yeah,
Bob.
I want Gatorade at one.
Whoa.
I will take water. I'm shocked.
Oh, it's such a good one.
I am shocked.
Oh
Gatorade's a
my
good
God.
pick, but
That is a good pick.
I will take the water though.
I mean,
But
water's essential for life, Michael.
it
All
is.
right, I am gonna go beer.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the committee. Mikey, your thoughts.
I think it's going to get difficult in the later rounds.
I do
If we
too.
if I can we
I
go
think
with like a
it
specific? Are we going with a lager or a stout
I think
or
for beer you should go specific D.
that's horseshit. I'm getting hosed here, man. All right. I will X the beer. I'm going to go smoothies.
They call them old smoothie fingers.
How good would that be if you just got a smoothie coming out of the finger every day? And then the next one, I'm going to take coffee.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Coffee's a great pick. The great pick.
I can't believe I couldn't get beer, man. That's unbelievable.
No, it's, yeah, but the coffee was a really good pick, though, Joe. Really good pick. So I will go. So soda, we're not just saying soda.
Is that, I mean, if we're doing that with beer, we can't do it.
I'm just
soda.
Asking
yeah.
the question.
Yeah, he's just asking. He's just asking. Yeah, I think you got to go specific, Michael.
All right. Okay. So give me Coca-Cola. You know what? Give me. You know what? Scratch that. Give me Pepsi.
Whoa! Pepsi over Coke.
Give me Pepsi.
Okay. I want
Pepsi's the superior soda product as far as I'm concerned. Everybody
give me espresso martini. Give me espresso martini, and then give me Guinness. So if you want, you could even put the Guinness in the espresso martini and have some fun with that.
Take Modelo.
I'm going to go with energy drinks.
Do you want a specific, Mikey?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And then the next one, I will go with Slurpees.
Stubby's gonna love that.
Slurpees. I'll take milkshakes.
Fuck, I wanted that so bad. That's such a good pick. Okay. Give me Sprite.
Okay.
And give me Transfusion Have a Day.
I knew that had to be coming at some point.
By the way, great beverage.
I'm still waiting on mine. Can't tell you.
It's coming.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Come
on. I'm going to take final pick. I just had it. What the fuck was it? Oh, no. Oh, no. I just had it. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Orange juice. I'm going to take orange juice. My last pick. A little refreshing juice.
I'm gonna do for my last pick, I will do lager. Like a beer lager. Right?
Yeah. Mike, you okay there?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not okay there. I'm not okay there, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because Bob gave Guinness, I gave Modelo. I think we have to be specific. So Joe, just pick a lager.
Joe, it's not like Bob said
stout, and I said, you know, a lager ale. Like
there's some truth to that, D man.
All right, I'll go Miller Lite.
Good beer.
I'm just getting screwed, man.
Wisconsin beer.
I'm surprised none of you guys
screwed you. American what? Airlines.
How come nobody went with Spotted Cow?
It's not bad, Michael, but it's just very tough to get.
It's. I'm going to say this about
Spotted Cow.
I don't want to upset people.
Hashtag Travel Wisconsin is in jeopardy right now.
No. I think that brewery, New Glarus, has better beers than Spotted Cow because I had a couple different ones from their brewery.
What's a Labascus in, Michael?
I had that Moon Man when we ate at that wing place, Joe, and I thought that was New Glarus.
Leinenkugel.
I mean, Wisconsin's got all the beer you can drink. But anyway, say this and very quickly, Spotted Cow. Good beer, not great beer, my opinion. Very good beer, not great. But not the hype that people hype it. They make you drink.
I think it's because it's only a place available exclusivity to them. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Okay, but listen. More importantly, Bob with the number one slot. Gatorade out of the thumb. Espresso out of the pointer. Espresso martini out of the pointer. Guinness out of the middle finger. Sprite out of the ring finger. Tranny have a day out of the pinky finger. That's his five. Me, I got water out of the thumb. Pepsi out of the pointer. Modelo out of the middle. Milkshakes out of the ring. Orange juice out of the pinky finger.
It's a good list.
Joseph, smoothies out of the thumb, coffee out of the pointer, energy drinks from the middle, Slurpee from the ring, and Miller Lite from the pinky.
Not bad either. Yeah, yeah. I to be honest, I think that's three good lists. I do. Good top five, by the way. Whoever recommended that.
That was interesting.
Yes.
But I'll tell you this, most importantly, great Braille and the Dumb Show, fellas. Clap it up. Really on a nice, nice run there, fellas. Hey, one ad.
You know, one ad.
There'll be a few other ads maybe with the
and a long episode.
Episode, one ad. We actually had more ads. We just said, you know what? Let's just do one.
Yep, that did not happen. Gonna do one. Drink your Pepsi.
Drink, ladies and gentlemen. That does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we will see you next week.